CJ Montgomery, Mike Mitchell, Pete Mundo, Matt Storm, our entire Championship Friday Road to the Top crew from Milam Stadium on the campus of Southwestern, as we're about 5 minutes or so away from the opening kickoff between the Shattuck Indians and the Tipton Tigers. Medic Drug and Gifts in Shattuck, Canadian, Laverne, and Enid, certainly your one-stop shop for everything from prescriptions to great gift ideas. If it's your favorite college team or it's a wedding gift, they certainly have it. Medic Drug and Gifts, a proud supporter of all area schools.
You know, Pete, as we sit here and we get ready to start this game, and you think about all the emotions going across the way, you know, there's a big elephant in the room that no one seemed to have mentioned, and that big elephant is Troy Bullard's last game.
Yeah.
Your comments.
No, and that's we talked with him earlier this week on Sports Nuts on Z92, our network station, and he said, looking back, you know, this has been a dream come true. He said so much success there in 12 seasons, a 134-9 record.
Can you believe that? He can coach you.
Yeah, exactly. So let's throw it out to Matt Storm with the coin toss real quickly.
Captain Katie. Captain will be the speaker.
All right, I've got Captain White, Captain Simpson, Captain Buchanan, and Captain Clark. Shake hands, guys.
I have a memento for each one of you. This is something we've never done before. First time we've done it. I don't know if anybody has ever done it in the past. But we have a gold dollar. As a memento for you being captain of the coin toss in this game. This will hopefully be something you never forget. Good luck to all of you.
Captain Caden, you're talking, is that correct?
Aaron, I'm sorry, okay.
You have a head, the other side says tail. You call it in the air, you tell me what he calls. If I drop it, we'll flip over. You ready? Call it.
Tails.
What he calls.
He called tails.
He called tails. It is a tail. You want to call.
You
want to defer.
So the Shattuck Indians win the toss. Aaron McCandless calls tails. It is tails. Shattuck Indians defer until the second half.
That officiating crew, by the way, the referee is Jim Unruh. Don Schieber is the umpire. The head linesman is Robert Wood. Buck King is the judge. The back judge is Gary Oswald.
Now, CJ, one interesting thing is I got a chance to visit with the officials before kickoff here. We had the coin that was flipped. Actually, on one side, simply says heads. On the other side, simply says tails, so there would be no confusion as to who saw what or what was called. The other interesting thing, and I don't know if you were able to pick it up, the umpire there mentioning that he gave personally a gold dollar to each one of the team captains tonight as just kind of a memento. So Aaron McCandless and Caden Schick getting a nice little reminder of the state championship game they're about to play here tonight.
Matt, did you have an opportunity to see what was on the – was it just a gold dollar? Do you think it had commemorative state championship information on it? Maybe you'll get a chance to see it before tonight. So.
Well, guys, you know, as you look – and we'll get back to Coach Bullard here briefly obviously, this is my first year here experiencing what Coach Bullard has been able to do over his 12 years plus. And, you know, you guys will have a better feel of this than I will. But what he's meant to the kids there, the team, that community, has just been so great. And I think he's exceeded those expectations by so much. They're going to miss him incredibly next year going forward.
I guess my only question, and CJ, can you come back in here and join us a little bit? Do you think this is going to be a positive effect? Do we go out and win it for Coach Bullard? Do you think these things can go both ways? I mean, hopefully the elephant's left in the room and nobody cares.
Well, there's a certain thing as wanting it too much.
Yes,
that's right. You don't want to let
you ought to know all about that.
you don't want to let that issue. You obviously want to win the game for the all the right reasons to win the state championship, and you'd also like to send the coach out on a winning note. But that you're right. That can go both ways.
I like that. You're right. Wanting to win too much can be you can overdo the deal there, Pete.
Absolutely. As we get set for kickoff, Coach Bullard, as we mentioned earlier this week, just to wrap up what he had to say, he says, you know, it's time for a change. It's not about him. He focused a lot on the kids. He'd do anything for any of the kids that he's coached in his 12 years at Shattuck. And his favorite part of these 12 years, yeah, the championships were great, but it was really the relationship with the players that he built.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. And he's the kind of guy that you want coaching your kids. And again, I'm back to – well, I'm on my soapbox, but I was so impressed the other day watching the high school kids in this area. And these are two classic examples, CJ, of Western Oklahoma kids. Maybe a little Southwestern, but They're just good kids for all the right purposes.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing that you talk about is he wants to spend more time with the daughters. It doesn't matter if you're at Shattuck, if you're Urban Meyer at Florida, all these coaches on any level.
Oh, he'll be back then.
Yeah, well, he's coming back now, but he just can't get enough.
No,
but,
I mean.
Oh, Bullard, yes.
Bullard will be back.
He didn't close the door. He said, hey, I might be back at some point, and it seems like they all do. So, you know, he takes the time off, spends those weekends with the kids, you know, something every parent wants to do. And then who knows when he gets that itch back. But I wouldn't close the door just yet on a Coach Bullard's career.
Go ahead, CJ.
Shattuck is the visiting team here tonight. Right. They're on the far side here at Milam Stadium. Milam Stadium, a north-south facility. The north is to our left. The south is to our right. We're on the west side looking off to the east. Shattuck decked out in their white jerseys, their red pants and red helmets. Tipton tonight, all black, actually, with gold numerals. But black helmets, black jerseys,
like
and black pants.
Look like the Boomers.
There we go, guys. As we get set for kickoff, as CJ mentioned, the Indians will be kicking to our left. Back deep for the Tigers, they have on their return is Mark Clark, the junior, and Brian Flores standing back at their own 13-yard line. And as he's been doing all season for the Indians, you'll have Aaron McCandless doing the kicking.
I just want to say to you right quick, okay? Ready, set, go.
McCandless, the righty boot from the 40, straight away. Picked up inside the 10 by Clark, middle of the field to the 15, 20 near side, tripped up there, flag comes in late.
Boy, that was Corey Floyd. What's the call, though? Hitting him too hard, that's the only thing it could be.
As we'll wait for the call from the referee, and it is holding on the Tigers.
If that's an example of kind of ball game we're going to, Corey Floyd just knocked him all the way to Thomas.
Well, you get those adrenaline pumping early, and certainly you have that here tonight at the
Ooh, that hurt.
Class C state finals between the Shattuck Indians and the Tipton Tigers, who will take over on offense. They'll move it back to official spot. Will be at their own 10-yard line.
Holding is the call. Well, I didn't see that. Of course, the collision was what everybody was watching to see if that kid got up.
Actually, Mike, that was Corey Floyd that was being held and still was able to make that tackle.
Thank you, man. He did, though. He hit him.
And we'll get to the starting lineups in a second here, but on first and 10 from their own 10-yard line, Kerry White works under center with twins out to his right. Man in motion to the far side. It's a jet sweep. Check that. Keeps him up the middle himself. Dragged down in the backfield by Corey Floyd.
And right there you can immediately see how well they've been scouted and how important Coach Bullard is. Did you see the adjustment at the line of scrimmage? They moved. The Indians moved. There wasn't anywhere to go.
And that jet sweep was very effective for them last week with Josh Torres. So you might be seeing that look a lot tonight, and they'll be faking it as they get set for a second and 11 from their own 9-yard line. White works under center with a receiver left, receiver right. Man in motion to the near side. It's a option up the middle himself, and he's taken down by Corey Floyd at the line of scrimmage. No gain once again.
Tell you what, if Corey Floyd's getting paid for effort, he's going to be in there before the night's over. Again, a great adjustment at the line of scrimmage. What I like about Troy Bullard teams are if he's seen you play, he's going to be ready when he plays. You can see that right now.
As you look at that starting lineup, you'll roll through the front line for the Tigers at strong end, Clayton Kinnikannon at number 11, the senior 5'9". At left guard, number 42, Jesse DeRosa. At center, Robert Blankenship. At right guard, Scotty Rushing, number 44. And at the right tight end, number 8, Dylan Simpson. On a third and 10 from their own 10, wide under center with twins out to the left. Man in motion in the near side. He drops back to pass. Looking over the far side, it's caught at the 15, dragged down from behind. It was caught on the play by Dylan Simpson, and he was dropped on the far side. It looked like that was Corey Floyd from our angle.
Another great defensive read. They picked up the screen, didn't get a chance to get the ball out fast, and boy, Shaq's going to end up with what? Great field position. Matt, is the wind a factor? I can't tell from up here.
No wind, and it's actually right as we kicked off the ball, the little sprinkles we've been getting out here stopped. So we've got a fantastic night for championship football, guys.
So far, Two for two yards. That's not bad.
And standing back to the punting is Kerry White, the quarterback. Back to receive is McCandless near midfield. As White stands at his own 5-yard line on a 4th and 10, the righty boot is sky high. Picked up, drops across midfield inside Indian territory. where it's downed, a nice favorable tipped in bounce down by the Tigers at the Indian 39.
Shattuck Lumber and Hardware is certainly the one stop for all those building and home care improvement needs. There's only one name to remember when you're starting those home projects this weekend. Call 938-2103. Shattuck Lumber and Hardware. Certainly want to wish the Shattuck Indians good luck tonight.
So a three.
Pete really should have caught that ball. He should have stepped up and caught
it. It cost
him. Candace made a little mental error there. That's something he could have cost him about 15 yards.
It did, as the Indians get set for a first and 10 as they start this. No score in the first quarter of the Class C State Finals. McCandless under center, options up the middle himself, takes it across the 40, picks up five, downed at the 44-yard line. It was the linebacker for the Tigers, Gerald White, on the stop.
Well, we're going to go under 9 minutes, and what was supposed to be a high-scoring game, so far Shattuck's defense is controlling the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely, and we'll roll through this Shattuck offense here in a quick second. As they get set for a second and six from their own 44, McCandless under center. He's got a lone man in the backfield. Flags come in just before the snap. It was going to be a run right.
Illegal procedure on the Indians. Going to back it up, make it second and 10. And we don't call out numbers when we do games. We don't say it was the left guard number 64, things like that, so mom and dad know who it is.
Yes.
By the way, the left guard isn't 64.
So bring that one back five after the false start. Roll through that Shattuck offense real quick, Mike. At wide receiver, number 10, Corey Floyd. At left guard, Daniel Raya, the senior, number 81. At center, Branson Brown, number 92. At right guard, Chris Baxter, the freshman. And at tight end, Chase Holly. We'll get to the backfield in a second as McCandless works under second on a center on a second and 10. He will run it left himself, pitch it on the option as he was getting dragged down to Schick, and he's dropped in the backfield for a loss of three. That time coming into the box on the play was Keenan White, the linebacker.
Yeah, but that situation, I don't give so much credit to the Tipton defense, is that he had trouble with getting the ball from the center, and he kind of stumbled it out, and then it just went downhill from there. If you don't get the clean move from the center, then you're in trouble. They were immediately in trouble. So do you put the ball up now, or you play field position?
If I was a betting man, based on what Coach Buller did last week, I would guess he's going to keep it on the ground early in the game. On a third and 15 from their own 30, McCandless looking downfield, will pocket it, keep it himself, and he only picks up about a yard. He's dropped by the nose tackle, gets him from behind, Robert Blankenship. So a three and out coming up for the Indians.
Well, I think this is pretty evident that it's a defensive ball game. Shattuck has rushed the ball twice for 1 yard, minus 1 yard, and Tipton's rushed it twice for 2 yards. So this is a rushing extravaganza.
As McCandless gets set to do the punting, standing at his own 21, back to do the receiving for the Tigers is Mark Clark. The kick, Clark standing at his own 30, picks it up, drops it, ball on the ground, now runs middle of the field, and he's dropped by a swarm of Indians inside his own 30. Daniel Raya in on the tackle, as well as Bo Schrader.
Snell Nelson and Shattuck Insurance, certainly independent agents that take great pride in working for you to find the right policy to fit your needs. They are there to assist you when an agent really counts. Call Monica, Pam, or Ann in Buffalo, or in Shattuck, call John. That's Snell Nelson Insurance Agency and Shattuck Insurance Company, your hometown agencies, proud to sponsor the Shattuck Indians.
There's that 10 yards we talked about. Okay. They're going to start at the 30, and the punt exchange, then Tipton ended up with an extra 10 yards.
No score in the first quarter of the Class C State Finals between the Tipton Tigers and the Shattuck Indians. A first and 10 for the Tigers from their own 30 as White works under center with split backs. It's a handoff off the right tackle, and he picks up 5 yards. Josh Torres, who last week ran for 200, picks up a quick five.
Aaron McCandless are filling from the linebacker position.
Look at that Shattuck defense quick along the front line. Number 52, Chase Holly at defensive end. And nose tackle, number 92, Branson Brown. At the other end, Corey Floyd. At the linebackers, Caden Schick and Daniel Raya, respectively juniors and seniors. And in the secondary, Trevor Carpenter, Bo Schrader, and Aaron McCandless. It's a second and five for the Tigers from their own 35. White under center, split backs. Scans his defense. Three down linemen for the Indians. It's a run right by Clark, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage. Who else, Mike? Corey Floyd with the stop.
6 minutes, 47 seconds left in the first quarter.
And still
Corey
no...
Floyd has 1,934 tackles.
And still no
and
score at Fastlane Field between the Tigers and the Indians.
Fastlane's not working right now. Maybe the problem is that they're not running in the Fastlane. They need to get over here closer to us.
It was working last week, but this week so far, slow start for both teams.
I've got to say they're both quick. They're both quick.
It's a 3rd and 6 for the Tigers from their own 39. White under center, a receiver to the right. Fakes the jet sweep, handoff up the middle. Picks up 2. It's going to be short.
Daniel Ray there with the first hit.
And it was Torres on the 2-yard gain, and he was dropped by Raya. So looking at another 3 and out for the Tigers.
I don't know.
Well, could be going for it at their own.
They're not shuffling any people in like I thought they were. Surely they're going to punt.
As McCandless is back deep, they will. As doing the kicking.
Has Tipton kind of defined themselves? They haven't thrown the ball yet. Is that the one I'm going to expect the rest of the night?
Both teams. As White's back to do the punting, standing at his own 25. And he fakes it. Looking now near side 35 across the 40. He picks up the first down. On the near side, 41-yard line was good by a yard.
And that's why they did so much talking. And that was simply a play where you have to give all the credit to Kerry White because he stutter-stepped, he came forward, he about kicked, stutter-stepped again, they backed off. And that was all him.
And that's just out of the Coach Bullard playbook. We saw him do that against Forgan early in the season in September as McCandless ran for a 4th and 20. Matt and I both remember that game very well. So a fresh set of downs for the Tigers. It's a 1st and 10 from their own 41. White scans his defense with 3 down linemen for the Indians. Split backs. Fakes the handoff, looking far, looking downfield. The lefty throw over the middle. It's incomplete. It was intended on the over the middle for Clayton Kincannon.
Wasn't close.
And he overthrew him by about 5 yards.
Must have got up in the wind, right, Matt?
What wind? No, but guys, in all honesty, as far as field conditions go, is light mist now is starting to come in. So we've noticed over here on this Shattuck sideline that they're trying to keep at least one ball dry at all times and shuffle that in on offensive possessions.
So what do you think, Pete, line of scrimmage wise? Nobody really standing out right now, either offensive or defensive.
No, it's been not certainly as pretty of a game as you'd expect so far. On a 2nd and 10 from their own 41 for the Tigers. Clark under center, 2 receivers left, man in motion to the far side, handoff Torres off left tackle, and he's got nowhere to go. Corey Floyd sealing that edge once again for the Indians.
If I didn't know better, I think they were going steady, because everywhere he goes, he is scouting him the whole night.
Absolutely.
Have you noticed that Torres only runs left, though, or is that just me? Most of his game is to the left, and that's where Floyd is.
And that's where he torched Sharon Mutual for last week when he was out there, and he ran for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns on the season, averaging 96 yards a game. So he's been their go-to guy in that backfield as they get set for a 3rd and 10 from their own 41. The Tigers with White under center, eye formation. Scans the defense. It's a fake handoff, looking downfield, flushed out to the left, and he's dragged down. Corey Floyd in the backfield for the sack. It's a loss of 8 yards on the play.
At least. Guys, I don't want to tell you this. I'm not a football coach, but if I'm coaching at Tipton, I don't go left anymore. I mean, I'm not the most brilliant guy in the world, but they've lost 14 yards running left. You think you need to make an adjustment there, Pete?
Well, Coach Bullard certainly watched the tape from last week against Sharon Mutual.
Golly.
Where they torched them to the left, Coach Sims and the Sharon Mutual Trojans.
Better become ambidextrous real quick.
White gets set for a 4th and 18, back to punt. McCandless standing at his own 40. White is his own 21. It's a low snap, gets the righty kickoff, and it's near side short. Depends on the spot, but it knocks out of bounds at the 43, and that's where they'll spot it, and the Indians will take over.
The Shattuck Chamber of Commerce presents the 2011 Shattuck Christmas Parade Wednesday, December the 7th. That's this coming Wednesday at 6 o'clock. What a great idea. A Christmas parade in the evening. Santa Claus will be there to pass out treats to all the kids. There's still time to enter, and the winners will receive cash prizes. For details and an entry form, call the Shattuck Chamber at 938-2818. Merry Christmas to everyone from the Shattuck Chamber of Commerce.
So with 3:50 to play in the first, no score in the Class C state finals between the Shattuck Indians and the Tipton Tigers. It's a first and 10 for the Indians. McCandless under center, handoff to Schick up the middle, breaks a tackle at the 45, near midfield, downed at the 49-yard line, dropped by Gerald White.
Well, again, I think that's what Shattuck's got to do, just the old smash mouth, just, you know, dive right, dive left. When they've tried to go outside, this is a quick team, but they seem to be able to muscle inside.
Caden Schick last week, a quiet four runs for 20 yards in the playoffs. He's got a touchdown and 158 yards. It's a second and four from their own 49-yard line. The Indians twins out to the left. McCandless under center. Man in motion to the far side. Option up the middle. Keeps himself across midfield. Downfield to the 45. Near side 40. Sheds a tackle. He's got no one to beat inside the 20. 10 knocked out of bounds by Torres inside the 5. Torres catches him down on the angle. And what a job by Josh Torres to save that touchdown. It'll be a first and goal for the Indians at the 4.
Unbelievable run. And again, did you see the fake at the line of scrimmage? It was all McCandless, and he drew him in, and he just ran by.
McCandless getting the call from the sideline from Coach Bullard as we are at 3:04 to play in the first quarter. No score at Fastlane Field in the Class C state finals between the Shattuck Indians and the Tipton Tigers. On first and goal, McCandless, as the refs are just slow to put the spot down at the ball. It'll be a first and goal from the 4. McCandless under center, twins out to the left. Option right, keeps it himself off the right guard, and it looks like he's going to be short, downed at the 1-yard line.
What I was stuttering about is there was a fumble on the play, as you noticed too, except they said the fumble was caused by the ground, so he made about 6 inches.
Yeah. It'll be a second and goal from the half-yard line, it looks like, at this point.
I'm thinking quarterback sneak. I don't think you want to turn around this time and just take it and go.
Indians get set to the line, looking to get on the scoreboard first in the Class C state finals. McCandless under center on the second and goal. Sneak up the middle, and he's in across the pylon. Touchdown. The Shattuck Indians jumping out to a 6-0 lead with 2:34 to play in the first quarter.
You know, when I was played football, you couldn't get behind the guy and push him. I'm not so sure I want those people running into my back pushing me across, but what a great drive by the Indians. We have four rushes for 55 yards on the drive.
Four rushes for 57 yards officially on that drive. As McCandless under center, they're going to go for the two-point conversion. Schick in Carpenter in motion far side. Option up the middle, keeps it himself across the pylon. The two-point conversion is good. 8-0 Shattuck.
Let's take a quick break. Back we come in 30. You're listening to Championship Friday on our road to the top.
Troy Jones Equipment, located at 3607 Williams Avenue, has a full line of general equipment in stock and available for the contractor or the homeowner. Troy Jones Equipment also services the oil field. Whether you're in the market for a carpet cleaner or a backhoe, Troy Jones Equipment has what you're looking for. Troy Jones Equipment, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to 4. Their knowledgeable and friendly staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for all your equipment needs. Give them a call at 580-256-2547.
If you want the best personal service anywhere, then look no further than McKay Ford Lincoln. At McKay Ford, you won't get all the hassle of those big city guys, just an honest, friendly staff waiting to take care of you. Highway 270 South and Good Deal Drive in Woodward, the home of personal service. I drive a McKay Ford F-150. Great folks to deal with. Coach's Aid, certainly proud to stream tonight's Class C championship game. See your Coach's Aid representative to learn more about leadership development and the leadership development series, actually. Coach'sAid.com, leading the way.
At Fastlane Field, Pete Mundo alongside Mike Mitchell, C.J. Montgomery, Matt Storm on the sideline. Shattuck jumping out to an 8-0 lead over the Tipton Tigers with 2:24 to play in the first quarter of the Class C state finals. They will kick off to our right. McCandless from the 40, picked up by Brian Flores at the 10, near side 20, 25, and he's knocked down there. Looks like that was McCandless. Check that, Caden Schick.
Yeah. Surely there's more than two people on the field. There's other people playing.
Let's take a look at those Class A semis tonight. One of them being played in Enid. Woodland leads Thomas with four to go in the first quarter. It's 8-0 Woodland leading Thomas there at Selby Stadium. 8-0 Woodland. The other one, Wayne leads Carnegie 6-0. There's about four to go in the first quarter there. That game being played at Newcastle High School. So Wayne leading Carnegie and Woodland on top of Thomas.
I don't think Tipton's the kind of team that can play from behind. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see right now. A first and 10 for the Tigers from their own 29. White works under center with the I formation. Scans his defense. It's a handoff to Flores off the right guard. He's smashed by McCandless after a gain of four. Blown up.
Get up. Get up, McCandless.
Flores was airborne on that one, Mike.
Gee, my name.
Got to tell a quick story there. That is a Dean Linder. Hello, yeah. My name is Aaron McCandless.
Yes, it is.
Oh, goodness.
By the way, Steve Valencia is so mad at you, he'll never talk to you again, just as a side note. But you know why.
It still ends up being a four-yard gain for Torres.
Oh, he hit him.
It's the second and six from their own 33. Wide under center, he's got split backs. Three down linemen for the Indians. It's a handoff off the right guard. Torres picks up five across the 35, and he's knocked out near side by Carpenter.
Did you notice anything there when he turned the corner, though? He was looking for McCandless that time and got his shoulder down because here it comes.
And they're going to give him the generous spot, first down for the
Tigers.
Did you
notice anything else, Pete?
What was that, Mike?
Where are the last two runs gone to?
To the right.
There you go.
There you go.
I know a little about football.
Coach Kerbo opening it up as the 7th-ranked Tigers come in against the 5th-ranked Indians in this Class C final. Indians up 8-0, 120 and counting in the first, a first and 10 from their own 40. White under center with split backs, three down linemen for the Indians. It's a handoff off the right guard. Check that left guard to Clark. He picks up four.
A little misdirection that time and a little bit different, try to get back to the left. A little misdirection. Got a nice little drive going right now, Tipton does.
Caden Schick drops Clark after that game. So a drive that started back at their own 29. They get set for the fourth play of the drive. White brings his guys to line for a second and six from their own 44. He's under center. He's got the I formation. Torres dots it. Three down linemen for the Indians. It's a pitch right to Torres. Ball on the ground. Picks it up at the 40. Near side 45. Knocked out there for no gain. Daniel Rea on the stop.
So far, both teams have put the ball on the ground, but have been lucky enough to have it bounce right back up. And so we've avoided that major turnover.
Clark only with 1 yard on the evening so far tonight. As White gets the call from Coach Kerbo at the near sideline. And they're going to let the clock run out in the first quarter. So at the end of one in the Class C state finals at Fastlane Field at Southwestern State, the Shattuck Indians lead the Tipton Tigers 8-0.
Craighead and Dersh, a professional limited liability company located at 1803 Oklahoma Avenue in Woodward, certainly want to wish the Shattuck Indians great luck on their quest for yet another state championship. Call Stephanie or David, certified public accountants, 256-5016, for all those accounting, tax, and estate planning needs you may have. Now's the time to buy at Jess Wales Chevrolet in Shattuck at their year-end sale, including new half- and three-quarter-ton Chevrolet trucks, Equinoxes, Chevy cars, the 2012 Chevy Volt, and quality pre-owned vehicles. They are in the middle of a redesign, and they have moved next door. Experience the difference at Jess Wales Chevrolet, where Chevy runs deep. Quality and affordability, that is what Northwestern Oklahoma State University gives you at its campus locations in Alva, Enid, and Woodward. In fact, U.S. News says Northwestern has the most affordable campus housing in the entire country. For more information about Northwestern, check out their website, www.nwosu.edu.